Hey guys, it's your boy, and I'm back. Welcome back to the Politically Incorrect podcast hosted by Hassid Justin. And today, we're basically just gonna be just honestly talking about whatever you guys want to talk about, whatever I want to talk about. And to get started off, I just want to think about and actually talk about the thing with Kanye running for president. I still don't understand why Kanye would ever want to run for president. I don't know if he has any ideas that he'd like to bring forward that he never talked to Trump about. And there's a bunch of people also saying they think it's a conspiracy, and basically they're trying to steal votes from Joe Biden. First things first, I don't want to really tell you guys who to vote for, but I don't think you should be voting for Joe Biden. Like, he's halfway lost consciousness while he's conscious, you know what I mean? Like, he's not here anymore. You guys have a better option voting for Kanye than Joe Biden, just to start off with it. And secondly, I don't think he's stealing any votes for Trump, because if anybody was going to vote for Joe Biden, realistically, at this point in time, it doesn't matter who you vote for. Joe Biden and Kanye West have basically the same amount of ideas thrown forward. They don't understand the concept of being in politics anymore. Joe Biden literally told black people that you're not black if you don't vote for him. Like, I don't see why anybody would want to vote for him. But realistically, doesn't matter who you vote for at this point. It's a lost vote on that side. You can still vote for Trump. Realistically, I think he's the only one who makes sense to vote for in the political campaign. But I feel like if you want to vote for Joe Biden and Kanye, you have to know who the VP is going to be, like the vice president, because that way we could have someone actually steer the great nation of America in the right direction, because otherwise you guys would definitely be suffering on that end. But yeah, I don't really think there's still any votes from Joe Biden, because I don't really think he stood a chance. I just don't see him standing a chance against Donald Trump. It would have been a better option if they picked like a Hillary or whoever the hell they wanted to pick. But Joe Biden, honestly, I don't think is a good choice. Like, he's not necessarily going to bring any new ideas to the table. He's already ran for president. He backed up Obama. And to be fair, Obama did some good things. But at the same time, just like the J. Cole quote, they gave a nigga the ship, but they didn't tell him the ship was sinking. You know what I mean? So he did a decent job for the position he was in. But at the same time, he didn't really do too much. So I don't see any track record of Joe Biden being a good political candidate in terms of what he has to implement. I've not heard any plans of him implementing anything to actually help the black community or help any community in general. He's just riding off of the racism thing, which I think is a huge problem in America. I feel like the Democratic Party just basically tells black people to vote for me, otherwise you're racist, or you know what I mean? Like, they don't really conversate and tell you what their agendas are. They don't tell you what their plans are. They just basically toggle on the black card, and I don't necessarily respect it. I want you to be able to put like actions in place. I'm black. I love being black. I love my black brothers and sisters, but just tell me what you plan on doing. Like, you haven't said anything. You haven't given me any context. You haven't given me any plans, no agendas. All you're saying is the other guy's racist, which I think is a shit political campaign to run. But at the same time, that's how the Democratic Party seems to want to run it. I think the funniest one I remember seeing was the one with Hillary Clinton being on, I think it was the Breakfast Club, and they asked her what she always takes with her. And she says in her bag, she always has hot sauce. Like, what the actual, who the fuck takes hot sauce everywhere they go? And I think that was the time on social media. That was during the same zeitgeist on social media when everyone was basically talking about hot sauce. It's a stereotype that black people love hot sauce. So she says she always took hot sauce with her to try and be relatable. So stuff like that definitely throws me off about the Democratic Party. But I love Kanye to be president. I like to see what the fuck he's gonna do. I like to see his agenda, his plans. I know he's bipolar, for God's sakes. Doesn't that disqualify him? Like, I think there should be something that disqualifies you from running for president if you're not mentally stable. I'm not entirely sure. I'm just throwing out my opinion out there. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I personally think if you have some mental disability, you shouldn't run for presidency, because that is already a mental handicap. You could have a high day and decide to go to war, and have a low day and decide to like self-detonate. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see the point of the president having a bipolar. There's I think 300 million people in the country as well, so you could definitely find somebody else. And it's not that I love Trump. Trump is, I don't know how to say it to you guys, man. Trump is okay. He's a good president. What he says most of the time, I agree with on a financial basis. But when it comes to an ethical basis, yeah, he's fucked up, man. But the problem is America is stuck in a place where you only have two options. Ultimately, you could either go with your opinion, you could either go with the guy who's ethical, which is probably Kanye, but your country's going to go to shit. Or you're going to pick someone like a Trump, who's going to create more racial divide, make it more just an unethical nation by just saying things that are not supposed to be said by a president. But at the same time, your country is going to continue growing. So those are basically pretty much your options. For me, I know what option I'd like to pick. I want the country to grow so I can put money in my pockets and protect my family. But at the same time, if you go the other way, that's also not bad. But those are ultimately your two options for America. And that's the sad thing. I was reading a book basically called, I believe it was Hard Times Create Strong Men, and Strong Men Create Good Times. Good Times. I believe that's the title of the book. The title of the book itself was just Hard Times Create Strong Men, but in small print. They basically go ahead and write, strong men create good times create weak men create hard men, and weak men create hard times, and hard times create strong men. So ultimately, it's just a cycle of life. And I think one of the things he was saying in the book was that people have basically gone too soft. The men are pretty much weak now. We don't focus on the importance of work. And he was basically saying that Trump is a strong man. He says how he feels, even though it's not politically correct. And in a way, I agree, but at the same time, I disagree, because I think the idea of a strong man is someone who gives an opinion, but you don't have to hurt people to do that. You know what I mean? But you don't need to be politically correct. You don't need to basically pander to everybody's needs and everybody's feelings, because then they have to become stronger. The people around you have to become stronger. So America has a bunch of weak men. The obesity levels are insane. It's just a shame to see that they're in really good times and the result is really weak men. And eventually what's going to happen is, and just a disclaimer, it's not every single man who's out there that's weak. I notice people in the Navy SEALs. I notice people who join the military. I know people who are still in construction. You know, there's a bunch of people who are still hard men, who are still strong men. But the idea is the average individual in America is pussy whip, man. They're all little pussies. I'm not going to lie. That's the best way to say it. But ultimately, I feel like people need to learn to get tougher. You need to learn to make decisions from a place. Mostly you guys, I feel like you need to make decisions from a place of strength and not from a place of emotions. That's not what men do. That's not our core ability. That's not who we are. That's not what men are supposed to be. That's more feminine. Females are supposed to make more decisions with emotions. They're supposed to be more caring than men. And it's not a bad thing if you're a caring individual or you have a bit more emotions. But what I'm saying is you don't have to come from a place of being all emotional. And if you do, that's entirely fine. It's your life. It's your choice. I'm not going to tell you how to live. But I feel like that's the essence of being a man. And it's that masculine energy that that females tend to get attracted to. It's the same way with the with the feminine energy that men get attracted to. Even if you look at gay relationships, it's always going to be the guy who's more masculine and the girl who's more effeminate. And it's the same thing with females as well. There's always the manly looking partner in the relationship and the one with more feminine energy. There's always a masculine and feminine balance, because the masculine is eternally attractive to the feminine. And that's just how it works. So I feel like you guys need to, if you're a dude and you are straight and you want to be more of a man, you want to be more masculine, then you have to detach a bit more from your emotions and make better decisions on that front. Eh, what do I know? Also, one thing that always bothers me is I see a bunch of news on TMZ and all these other news sources like the Shade Room, and they're not necessarily news sources for actual news. They're just celebrity news sources and like just gossip websites. And I don't know why, but I find myself clicking on these things and just repeatedly just listening to the bullshit they have to say. And I wanted to know, because it keeps bothering me on a kind of surface layer basis. But how do we verify if any information they actually have is correct? I've seen a bunch of information on their platform that's incorrect. And I don't know how to verify if it's correct, because I think just a moment ago, talking about Kanye, I saw something about him and Kim Kardashian trying to save their marriage or breaking up or something like that on the TMZ platform. And I was just asking myself how they know that. Like, do they stalk them or like wait in their bedrooms to hear the conversations they have? Imagine being a celebrity and having someone under your bed just listening to all your conversations. Like, what the actual fuck? There's no way you guys would know. So stop putting out false information. And I think that's what Donald talked about, fucking fake news, people making up shit as they go just to make themselves feel better and get paid while doing it. And isn't it also crazy that we consume that information? The fact that I'm here still clicking on the TMZ website, still listening to the things that the TMZ platform has to say, because if nobody was clicking on the bad news, then they wouldn't have a platform to begin with. So I always ask myself, am I the one also adding to the problem? Because what the fuck is it about like seeing kid save the tree right beside Kanye West gone crazy, and the first thing you want to click on is Kanye West gone crazy? What is it about the negative news that attracts people? And I don't know why, but I just click on it. I don't know if you guys do the same thing. Let me know if you do the same thing, but I think that's why it's called clickbait. People just fall for it. It's weird, but at the same time, I think it's human nature. We just want to kind of find out what we don't know, what the danger is, just so we can avoid it in the future. I think that's potentially what's happening. I think it's an evolution thing where people are constantly trying to avoid pain. And just like our ancestors during the prehistoric age, when people just basically wanted to avoid pain, wanted to avoid discomfort, that they'd always want to know what's going on. And I was actually reading the 12 rules of life by Jordan Peterson, and he kind of goes into the fact that the past and the future are some esoteric things that are just basically some esoteric features that are unique to people. And the fact that human beings can analyze the past and also analyze the future is what makes us distinct from any other animal. And the past is actually just from an evolution standpoint, our memory is just there to help us avoid pain. So if we know what hurt us in the past, we're going to try and avoid having that hurt us again. So that's why most of the time, things that hurt us in the past, like a knife cutting us or whatever, sticks with us. But more like events would be a bit different. Let's say a friend told you about him going to a party and having a certain amount of experiences. Over time, you might think you were the one who ended up in that party and haven't had an experience if you visualized it while you're being told that story. So the memory is pretty weird. It's a weird thing to kind of think about. But I think it's the same thing for clickbaits and everything. We might be clicking on it just to see what we're going to avoid in the future. If a guy got hit by a truck in the middle of the highway, you'd want to know why and how it happened, so you don't end up in that situation and you don't end up getting killed. So we look at those videos just to parse the information and try to avoid that in the future. So I think that might be what the root is. I am not entirely sure. That's just an opinion. I'm on this podcast. I'm fucking eating some spaghetti and drinking some nice cold water, watching some YouTube videos. And yeah, I decided to just do a quick recording for a podcast. So don't take my word on any of the information I'm giving you as factual. I'm just shooting the shit. And I hope that you are listening and you enjoy the information that I'm basically telling you guys. And yeah, man, one of the things that has me pretty excited right now is the fact that the NBA just started off. So we have a bunch of games to watch. We're staying excited. At least guys have something to celebrate again, man. I miss celebrating something. I just miss being happy when the ball goes in the net, or when somebody scores a goal, or when somebody just gets another game point. It's exciting, man. I miss soccer as well. And I only thing I can't seem to get used to is just the stadium being empty. Same thing with the UFC fights. I feel like it changes the whole dynamic of the game. You don't see the passion in the players anymore. Like when I was watching LeBron play, was it just the Toronto Raptors? I didn't see any fire in him while they were losing. They were still smiling at the sidelines. I feel like that has an impact on the mentality of the players, because they're not as hungry to win anymore. It's not necessarily the same environment, so they don't feel the pressure. They don't hear the boos. They don't hear the ahs, and like the fact that they're not dialed in, they're not necessarily focused in on wanting to achieve a certain goal, which is just to dominate, which is just to win and have people celebrate them right behind them. But now you're just basically playing like you're playing in a gym. I don't think you can activate game mode in the gym. I just can't see it happening. Some people might be able to do it. Obviously, I don't know. I'm not a professional NBA player, but as I said, I'm shooting the shit. It's my opinion. But I don't think I see the same level of drive in them. And I think it's the same thing with the UFC as well. I watched the Masvidal fight, and but to be fair, man, Kamaru Usman was way, way tougher. He was just more of a beast. He was focused. He was non-relenting, man. That guy was amazing. I'm not going to lie. I'm a big fan of Kamaru Usman. He's Nigerian. I'm Nigerian. One thing about the UFC you're going to notice is people like to support people who come from the same country as them. That's why I fuck with Israel Adesanya. If you guys ever hear this, hit me up, dog. I'm a big fan. But yeah, man, I think it's the same thing with the UFC. It's just, I don't see the drive for people to just be animals anymore, except that Francis Ngannou guy. He's a beast, man. The way he swings is insane. But with the Kamaru Usman fight and the Masvidal fight, I just think I didn't see the animal in Masvidal. I saw it in Kamaru Usman, but I think the fact that the crowd was not there kind of lessened the intensity of the fight. You get obviously more focused and you're able to listen more and you're able to see better movements, but not a lot of flashing lights. But I think with people there, it just adds a certain level of intensity to the fight. And I feel like that's what's missing in the game right now. But one thing I also like to talk about would be the fact that I feel like Kamaru Usman is a more confident individual. And also Masvidal is also a pretty confident individual. And I notice it's something that happens in the UFC weight class or UFC fight class. Those guys just seem to be more confident individuals on average. Obviously, we have some people who are more quiet, but on average, I see the fighters are actually pretty confident individuals and guys. And I think it stems from a place of them know how to fight. If you know how to fight, then I think it automatically gives you a sense of confidence, because now you are ready to attack whoever's in front of you. You're able to just not be worried about anything. You're more easily, you move around the room easier because you know nobody can really mess with you, and if you mess with you, there's a problem. You could defend yourself, you know. And it's actually pretty interesting, man. And that's why one of the reasons why I think every guy out there should learn some form of like combat. Like it could be jujitsu, it could be kung fu, it could be taekwondo. For me, I picked jujitsu just because I like the fact that it's almost like a chess game. I like the fact that you're weaving and bobbing, man. You're basically just trying to choke somebody out while avoiding getting choked out, because you don't know what the person is attempting to do. But the whole point of moving from a white belt to a black belt is learning to anticipate what the person is going to do. It feels like a chess game when you play. And I feel like it's one of the best things I've done for myself. It's opened me up to a lot of opportunity. I feel just happier in general, just because I know that I'm able to do something that I love to do. And I find that it's pretty impactful on my mental health as well, because it just keeps me in a happy state. And I think it's one thing every guy and woman, because it's also important to learn how to defend yourself as a woman from all these weird fucking rapists and just psychopaths on the streets. But I think it's important that everybody picks up a combat sport and learns how to defend himself. And that way people are going to fight less, because it's actually proven the people who learn combat sports fight less than the average person. So if you know how to fight, there'd be no need to fight. And you mostly do it in self-defense rather than attacking people. So I think it's a wonderful thing for anybody to pick up. So if you do have the time, go ahead and sign up a couple classes and just go after it, man. It's an amazing thing to do. And that's actually going to wrap it up for today. I'll hit you guys up. I'll be here every Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. I always drop a audio. And to be honest, it might be any time during the week, but I will be dropping them on a weekly basis, at least twice a week. So you guys are going to be hearing from me. And don't forget to subscribe, download the episode, leave some feedback. If you have any feedback, just leave me a voice note. And I'll definitely appreciate you guys engaging with the podcast. Anyway, guys, have a great day. Have a good night.